Imagine writing a mathematically perfect text computation, right? And you still fail.
Yeah, I mean, it happens all the time.
It really does. Every single year, thousands of ATX students just they bleed marks. Not because they don't know the tax code, you know.
No, they know the code. They give the examiner this massive five-course meal when all they asked for was a black coffee.
Exactly. A black coffee. So, welcome to your final high-energy deep dive before the September exam.
We are getting right into it today, stripping away the fluff, skipping all the specific corporate case studies, and just looking at the raw mechanics of where you lose marks.
Yeah, we're hunting down the difference between failing because of blind number crunching and passing because you actually understand the commercial reality of the tax implications.
The ultimate exam killer that shows that gap right out of the gate is, well, ignoring command word.
Oh, command words. Yes.
It's wild. Students lose precious time writing massive explanations when the prompt literally just says calculate.
A whole novel for a basic calculation, or they do the exact reverse, right? The prompt says, explain with supporting calculations, and they just drop a spreadsheet.
A spreadsheet with zero context. And the examiner explicitly states, look, explanations get 0 marks if we only asked for calculations.
You're just burning the clock at that point.
You burn the clock and earn 0 extra points. It's painful to grade.
And when explanations are required, you can't just drop a final number and expect the examiner to read your mind.
Right, you have to show your workings. I
Oh.
cannot stress this enough. Method marks are what save your grade.
Because if you drop a final calculator output and it's wrong, you get 0.
0. But if you show the steps, even with a math error at the end, you salvage the majority of the marks.
Which ties right back into time management, because burning the clock on a five-course explanation you weren't asked for leads to panic.
And panic is exactly what causes you to abandon tax law and revert to like basic layman assumptions.
We see this all the time with partnership taxation.
Constantly. Candidates just fail to deduct partner salaries from the overall trading profits before they allocate the profit shares.
Wait, let me put myself in the shoes of a stressed student here for a second.
Okay, go for it.
If it literally says the word salary on the exam paper, isn't the safest bet to just instantly tax it as employment income? I mean, it's called a salary.
It's a really common reflex, I'll give you that. But it ignores the legal reality of a partnership. A partner is an owner, not an employee. Therefore, a partner's salary isn't a wage. It is simply an appropriation of the profit.
So it has to be taxed as trading income?
Exactly. Understanding the underlying commercial reality of what that payment actually is prevents that fatal error.
And here's where it gets really interesting, because if you remember that it's trading income, it triggers the next step, right? Calculating national insurance
The
contributions.
NICs, yes. The examiners constantly note that remembering to calculate NICs alongside income tax is a guaranteed way to secure a commercial acumen professional skill mark.
You aren't just doing math at that point. You're operating like a real-world tax advisor.
And ignoring the commercial reality of corporate structures destroys loss relief answers in the exact same way.
Oh, like the associated companies rule?
Yes. When calculating corporation tax marginal rates, candidates constantly forget to divide the 50,000-pound lower limit.
And the 250,000-pound upper limit, too.
Right. They forget to divide those by the number of associated companies. They just use the full limits and ruin the whole computation.
Let me pause you there because I think it helps to ask why that rule even exists. Why do we actually care how many associated companies there are?
It's a pure anti-avoidance mechanism.
Right.
Think about it. Without that rule, a business owner could artificially split their highly profitable business into dozens of separate shell companies.
Oh, just to exploit that 50,000-pound lower tax bracket multiple times over.
Exactly. Having the limits when there's one associated company, or dividing by three if there are two, it totally stops that loophole.
See, understanding the why makes it so much easier to remember to actually do it on exam day.
It really does.
Which brings us to the partial year group relief trap. Let's say company A buys company B, and they've only been in a group for 9 months out of the 12.
Okay.
I'm rushing in the exam, so I just prorate the surrendering company's loss for 9 months and move on.
And you would lose the marks for the other side of the equation.
Wait, really?
Yes. The rule dictates you must prorate both the surrendering loss and the claimant profit for that 9-month period.
Oh, wow. Both of them.
Both. Then, crucially, you cap the relief at the lower of those two prorated figures.
Because tax law dictates you can only share losses that logically occurred during the exact time frame of common economic ownership.
Precisely. You are restricting the relief strictly to the period where the companies were actually connected.
So sitting down in September requires precise strategic application, not a frantic knowledge dump.
Definitely. Read the command word, manage your time, and understand the commercial reality driving the rules.
The marks are hidden in the application. And the method, obviously.
Think logically about the business structure before your pen even hits the paper.
Absolutely. Well, we'll leave you with this final provocative thought to test your own exam readiness.
Oh, I love this one.
If an exam question asks you about an asset sold to an employee, are you going to blindly grab today's market value?
A lot of candidates will.
Or will you remember the hidden trap of comparing it against the original market value minus the benefits already taxed?
We will leave that one with you to review. Good luck in September.
Good luck. You've got this.